We're live.
All right. Good evening. I'd like to call the order of the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting. It's Monday, May 11th, 2026, and it is 6 p.m. First item is to establish a quorum, please.
All right. George Kramer
is here.
Dave Stewart. Jack Cole.
Present.
Roger Hanez. Devin Sonnefeld. Rick Castro.
Here.
Bill Stewart.
Yep.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
Tom Holman.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. Next item is explanation of meeting procedures.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the May 11, 2026 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required under the Taney County zoning regulations and are conducted for each zoning and conditional use application submitted to the Planning Commission. At this time, I would like to enter the following into record for all cases being heard this evening. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, a complete staff file, including all supporting materials and documents. Each case will be presented with a staff report, followed by any questions from the Planning Commission. If you wish to speak, please complete a sign-up sheet located at the front of the room. When called, present your sheet, state your name for the record, and address your comments directly to the Planning Commission. Please refrain from addressing anyone in the audience. Disruptions or comments from the audience will not be permitted. After all public comments have been received, the public hearing for that case will be closed, and the Planning Commission will proceed with discussion and consider that application for a vote. There you go.
All right. First item we have this evening is review and action of the April 13, 2026 meeting minutes. Do we have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, may I get a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So made.
Got a motion, a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes stand approved.
I'd like to make a motion to have a time limit of 4 minutes, except the applicant.
We have a motion for public hearing time of 4 minutes, less the applicant. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We got Dave.
One more roll call, don't I?
Think I ain't important, huh?
Yeah. You, buddy.
We got Dave Stewart here for the first one. Nice.
You what?
You were here for the first one. We're excited. Yeah.
Come in and look out.
All right,
you say go home.
No.
All right, so we're going to move into the public hearing and final vote. And just for everyone in the audience, we have 4 rezone requests that we're going to hear. And just so that y'all are aware, what I'll roll in tonight is to hear the application and then open it up to public hearing, hear any for and against what the application is. And then we will vote on a recommendation to approve or deny the application as presented and submit that to the Taney County Commission. So the Taney County Commission actually will approve or deny the application. The County Commission meeting is May 19th at 9 a.m. for everyone's reference. So we'll move on to the first one, Rezone 2026-006.
All right. Request. Beam Family Trust is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of parcel 05-4.0-19-000-000-005.000. I'm going to go ahead and read both these. 06-6.0-24-000-000-020.004. Subject property is 3996 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade, Missouri. Guys, these are going to be real simple. They're cleanups, and so when you see them, they're going to really make sense. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural and RR1 Single Family Rural Residential District. The rezoning request is for proposed new tract for a minor subdivision. It'll be tract 4 A1 Agricultural District is what they want the whole parcel to move to. So with that, let me kind of show you what's going on. So we had a gentleman come in and want to do a minor sub, and in that process, me going through all the different lots, I realized that a lot of the lots had dual zonings in them, which is not allowed. So that's all we're doing is cleaning it up. So I'll show it to you. So got your 165-160 intersection. We're going all the way to the west. Here's the subject property. Now we're going to do quite a few lots in here, but this is the first one. That's track 4 right there. Right now it's this parcel. They're adding this to it, and you'll see when I hit the zoning how that doesn't work. So this is RR1, and you got A1. As those combine, we got to clean that up. So that'll be the new lot total. Here's the plat. The applicant went ahead and hired a survey company to come out and put everything together. That's kind of a broad view of the big one. Track 4 is this parcel up here. And I dove into it a little closer for you guys. So there you can see it a little closer. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant to speak.
My name is TJ Davison. I'm actually representing my neighbor on this first one. The line runs through the two lots that were the next one as well, that is half agricultural, half residential. So we're just, like he said, trying to clean both lots up at the same time and make them full agricultural so we can move forward.
I know we have to vote on them separately, but can we present them together for public hearing?
The next one's just a little more complicated.
Okay.
So, and they should be real quick. I mean, they're kind of a correction on something that was missed. So, okay. I was hoping we could run them each separately.
Okay. That seems pretty self-explanatory. Do we have anybody in the audience that's signed up to speak in reference to this application? Nobody? Okay. So, any questions for the applicant? From any of us? Seems pretty straightforward. If no questions, do we have enough information in front of us to make a motion?
I make a motion to recommend approval.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I've got a specific motion I'll need to read. So the motion is to recommend approval of application RZ 2026-006 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Bean Family Trust for the proposed new lot located at 3996 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade, parcel 05-4.0-19-000-000-005.000 and 06-6.0-24-000-000-005.000. 2022-00.004, Olive Tract 4, to be rezoned to A1 Zoning District in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All in favor of approval, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Approved. All right. Now we'll move to the second one. All right. Thomas and Sarah Davison and Steve, help me out. Is that right?
Renee.
Okay. Are seeking Planning Commission recommendation from the for the County Commission to approve a zoning request for these multiple parcels located at 3994 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. The existing properties are A1 and RR1 single family residential. The rezoning request for the proposed new tracts will be track 5A and track 7A to A1 zoning. So pretty much the same thing. I kind of drew it up a little different because you got multiple lots in this one. Once again, so the last lot, track 4, was right here. We're just south of it. We're going to include this longer one here and then also this here. So part of this is going to go into this, and then this is going to be broke up into three lots also. So I kind of drew it out for you. So you got your RR1 that's going to be included in the A1, so we got to correct that again. You got some A1 grabbing some RR1 again up here in 7A. And 7C and 7B is just part of the platting. I take care of that part. You guys need to be concerned about the zoning. Once again, his survey he had performed. I kind of drew it in a little closer. Like I said, this is some A1. This is RR1. And this right here is RR1, and it's going to be attached to this A1 and make this bigger lot 7A. So we're looking at 5A and 7A, and I'll go back real quick. Once again, 5A and 7A. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the applicant.
Pretty much the same thing going on. The first lot that we're changing is about 6.8 acres. That we need to rezone before we can split into my three big lots that I'd like to do. And pretty self-explanatory, I believe, again.
All right. Do we have anyone in the audience that came to speak for or against this application? Hearing, seeing none or no one. Any questions for the applicant? Hearing no applications, do we have a motion to consider for this application to move forward?
I'll make that motion.
Got a motion to approve?
To approve.
Do we got a second?
Second.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Being a rezone, I've got to read a specific motion. Bear with me. There's a lot of numbers in this one. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ 2026-007 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Thomas and Sarah Davidson and Steve Rainier for the proposed new lot located at 3994 U.S. Highway 160 Walnut Shade, Missouri, parcel number 06-6.0-24-0004, 05-4.0-19-0004, and 05-9.0-30-0004-003.000. All of Tract 5A and Tract 7A to be rezoned to A1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County